The Lord's Prayer. Introduction. When Christ was on earth, he prayed often, sometimes spending whole nights in prayer. Of course, none of these prayers are recorded. We have, however, the record of several prayers which he offered in public, prominent among which are the prayer at the grave of Lazarus, and the one for his disciples, just before his betrayal and crucifixion. But neither of these is referred to by the term, the Lord's Prayer. That prayer is the brief petition which our Savior gave as a model for all prayers. And a model it is indeed. It comprehends everything that it is possible for man to desire from God. There are no circumstances or conditions in life that are not covered by this petition. Yet this must be understood as applying to followers of Christ, and not to unconverted persons, even though they be convicted of sin. This will appear in the course of our comments upon the prayer. There is no other form of words ever devised which can be used as a prayer over and over again for years, and still retain its freshness. This is simply because this one was given by one who knew man's needs. But our Savior did not design that his disciples should simply repeat the words which he gave them. This is evident from the introduction. After this manner therefore pray. It was designed, as we have said, as a comprehensive model. Let us consider it well, that we may henceforth pray with more of the spirit and the understanding.